I don't know if you guys remember the name John Brenna. John was the 50-year-old guy from Portland, Oregon, who basically took off his clothes in the Portland International Airport last month to protest the searches from TSA.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember, not a man who was height, weight, proportionate. But again, anyhow.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, he's
probably
back.
Best.
Yeah, he's wearing clothes this time.
That's good. We're pleased.
Still speaking out against how he was treated, though.
Well, now they'll listen.
Yeah.
Because they don't
will.
Have to look, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Portland.
They're not distracted.
Yeah. Yeah. Portland television station interviewed him. Unfortunately, they didn't have to pixelate. He refused to do community service in exchange for having his charges expunged. This guy is a pill. Goes in, strips down naked in the airport. They're trying to give him an easy course out with the community service, going, hell no, I won't go. He says he's not going to do that because he didn't do anything wrong. Says he wasn't willing to make the compromise. So John wants you to stop worrying about what he looks like naked.
I've never lost any sleep over.
Yeah, I was going to say, I slept just fine last night.
He says there are some people focusing on how pleasant it was to see a middle-aged, overweight man without his clothes on, but that's not really the issue.
Who's focused on that?
Yes, please. Yes. Please to explain.
Yeah,
and what's wrong with you?
Right, because I want to stay away from them, too.
Anyway, but I like that. Okay, you can do community service. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I didn't do
got
anything.
No interest.
Interested, but that's probably about enough. As long as we keep it on a kind of a radio level here, I think everything will be best for all concerned.
It'd be tougher to do that story on TV.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Remember this guy?
That's right.
Yeah.
We want video of everything.
You know it.
Well, not everything.
Info.
Information.
I mean, that's what YouTube was invented for, I guess. I'm not sure. You think he's got a Facebook page? I mean,
hope it's just the face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they call body book there, buddy.
Oh, God, no.
This is a radio commercial about greed, a lawyer, and an American manufacturer done wrong. The trial lawyer is Ted Cruz. You know Cruz as a politician on TV. But Ted Cruz's TV ads don't tell you about Cruz's work as a trial lawyer, helping a Chinese company get away with stealing blueprints. The Chinese company stole an invention from an American company and then counterfeited its product. The Chinese were found liable in court, a $26 million judgment. But Ted Cruz is using an underhanded legal strategy to stall in court. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep counterfeiting, and Ted Cruz keeps getting paid. Ted Cruz put his personal profit first. American workers pay the price. Now, Ted Cruz wants to go to Washington. He'd fit right in.
Get the facts at realtedcruz.com.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, it's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's May the 4th.
It is, and you know what this means? Go ahead.
Tomorrow's the 5th.
It's right, no.
Yeah.
Today is Star Wars Day.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
May the 4th be with you.
Serious?
You mean?
Now, did you hear that coming in like I did?
I didn't.
I did. I heard.
I really didn't. Yeah. I was too busy thinking, okay, well, you know, let's accentuate this.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Star Wars.
Unfortunately, I'm having to wait until I can skip the ad. And now we can accentuate.
Oh, now we can do it. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Now, the other thing is it's Bird Day.
It's Bird Day.
It's also International Tuba Day.
Yeah.
I think.
Take one of those to the office.
Yeah.
Is it ever take your musical instrument to the office
now? And
hey, you want to hear me play the ukulele?
I brought my accordion here once.
On YouTube, you will find the Star Wars theme played with a tuba. But don't. It's okay.
Oh, no.
I have thrown down the gauntlet.
Oh, yes.
Are you Googling Star Wars on tuba?
Yeah, there's the march.
Golly.
Yep. See, I mean, shouldn't Al Gore be so proud at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he invented the internet.
Yeah.
And there it is.
You know, that's almost worse than having a child that plays the drums.
Mom, I'm going to go purchase the tuba.
No!
No, let him go play.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Now, the tuba adds a nice, low-end, necessary ingredient
to
musical accompaniment.
Yeah, uh-huh. Them too. So, today's international.
You reading Wikipedia there?
No, he's a tuba hugger.
Oh, I
see. What it is.
Yeah. Also, today is an International Respect for Chickens Day.
Chase was all state tuba.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way.
No, I was all state triangle.
Ding. Where's the triangle?
God, you know, if you didn't make all state and triangle, you know, you got to be a bad triangle player.
It slipped.
Hit it 2 seconds late every time.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
Because I could always end up working at a chuck wagon if you knew.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, by the way, though, one other little thing.
Mm-hmm.
In China and Japan, the number 4 is unlucky because the Mandarin word for death is pronounced almost identically. What's very strange is in U.S. America, the death rate for Chinese and Japanese Americans is 13% higher on the 4th of each month.
Really?
Just saying. So I wonder if it's doubly bad on April the 4th, since that'd be 4-4. Don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
I think you're overanalyzing
this. So. All right, let's do birthdays then.
Yeah, why don't we get on to that?
Yeah,
there we go. George Will, the Pulitzer Prize author and conservative commentator. You see him every Sunday. He's 71 years old today. Country singer Stella Parton.
Really?
Is 63.
Uh-huh.
Imagine Thanksgiving gets a little tense.
Once
again.
Yeah, her sister casts a large shadow, if you know what I mean. And she's been living in it. So she's 63 years old. Jackie Jackson.
If she's short, she won't get wet.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
There were any number of comments rolling around in my head. I thought, nah, we'll just let it slide.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay. Jackie Jackson of the Jacksons.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. 61 years old. Randy Travis. Last we saw him was in a mugshot, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was run into some problems.
Yeah, he was drunk in the parking lot of a church.
The man
allegedly.
The man does have a pure country voice, though, doesn't he? He's 53 years old. Hosni Mubarak.
Mubarak,
excuse me. Well, he's gone. I forgot. Okay, he's 84 years old today, wherever he is. Where is he, on an island or something? I don't know.
So, yeah.
Pia Zadora, the great actress, turns 58 years old today.
You know it.
Lance Bass from NSYNC. And he got reservations to the Mars or something like that?
He tried to buy a seat.
Go to the moon or something. He's 33 years old. Comedian Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live is 45. And actor Will Arnett turns 42 years old today.
Devin Banks.
Yes.
There you go. And that's all I got for today.
Oh, no.
Well, and, of course, Job from Arrested Development.
Yes.
Ah. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
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 What Celebrating else? 34 today.
Yeah.
Standing on the sidelines from time to time.
Huh?
It's the lovely and talented Aaron Andrews.
Oh, really?
Oh, who's no longer with ESPN.
Yeah, that's right.
My buddy.
Doing something else? I don't know.
She left.
Yeah.
She won't.
I mean, she won't be coming back here. And not doing that anyway.
Necessarily.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We're moving on to Saturday.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a lot more.
Tom was lingering over the image of Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
We were talking about fat guys in Portland. We could have been talking about Aaron Andrews' birthday.
Yeah.
We hugged last time I saw her, though.
You and the fat guy from Portland?
No, me and Aaron.
Oh,
but see, that's a hug that you can't stay too long on. No? I mean, you know, you're just a creeper
you do. Yeah, that's right. What an embrace.
It was like,
but it wasn't a slap on the back type of thing.
This is right. This is right.
And when she saw him, she went, uh-oh. Hi.
Yeah, was it a full-on or was it a side hug? Yeah. Did you get the side hug?
It was full-on.
All right.
Yeah.
She felt sorry for you, huh?
Yeah. It's the sympathy hug.
No.
He looks like he needs it.
No,
Tom said, you're darn right I do.
No, No, sir. We sidelinder. We sideliners have a bond, you know?
Really? The sidelinder code?
Yeah, the sideliners. Yeah, we
sideliner code.
Yeah, we have a bond. I don't hug them all.
I had a sideline bond with a defensive back from Air Force one time. Wasn't the kind I wanted, that's for sure.
Okay, anyway. Coming up tomorrow, Brian Williams of NBC News will be 53 years old. Tina Yothers from Family Ties will be 39. And Pat Carroll, I thought she was dead. Maybe she is. Anyway, she'll be 85 if she's still alive.
I'm not dead. Yeah. I'm here.
Ambie Davis, I thought we had her last week.
We had her yesterday.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we got her for tomorrow, too. She's 86 years old. And Adele, one of the most popular singers around, will be 24 years old. And Chris Brown, the R&B singer, will be 23 years
troubled
old.
Troubled R&B singer.
Yeah.
Michael Palin, 69.
Oh, okay.
From Monty Python.
Okay, that's one of the Palin boys.
And also, that is the anniversary. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the first Three Stooges film being released.
Oh.
Yes!
What year?
1934.
Okay.
How about that? Coming up on Sunday, Tom Bergeron will be 57 years old. Gaborni Sidibe, she's an actress that was in Precious. She's 29 years old. And hockey player Martin Brodeur will be 40. George Clooney will be 51 on Sunday. And Tony Blair will be 59. Years old. Willie Mays. Say hey. Willie Mays turns 81 years old on Sunday. And I guess that's all I got.
That and add Bob Seger at 67, and that's pretty much the list.
Good.